Hello, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, for joining us this morning on today's Northside Today, Near FM 90.3. Daniel, you'll be telling us all about the new Extraordinary Lives Tour, a fascinating journey through the hidden depths of Glasnevin Cemetery.
Yeah, so we launched the tour there over the last couple of weeks. The cemetery, we've been open 190 years, and at this stage we have over 1.5 million people buried there. And for the last number of years, we've been running very successfully our Irish History Tour, which is always focused on, say, Daniel O'Connell and Michael Collins and Eamon de Valera and so on. And it's been very, very popular with visitors all across the world. But while we were closed during lockdown, we kind of gave a whole review to not only the tours, but also the visitor experience in the cemetery. And thankfully, one of the things to come out of that review now is this brand new tour. So not everybody that visits the cemetery wants to focus on all of the political and revolutionary stories. Or there's also a number of people who would visit who have done our Irish History Tour before. And so this new Extraordinary Lives Tour brings a whole new side to exploring the cemetery. And it focuses more on kind of the cemetery as, you know, its role as a garden cemetery and the different types of memorials and symbols and some of the lesser told stories on there. Stories such as the likes of writers like Brendan Behan, or men who fought at the Battle of Waterloo, various zookeepers, grave robbing, body snatching, and different mysterious murder cases and so on.
Sounds amazing. And that starts on September 15th, is that correct?
So we reopened in September, just gone on the 15th of September,
okay.
But the new tour now is up and running in the last couple
running.
Of weeks.
Apologies.
Yeah,
okay,
up and running
brilliant.
Now. Now, our Irish History Tour, we run 7 days a week at 11:30 and 2:30, but this brand new tour is on the weekends, Saturday, Sundays, and Bank Holiday Mondays at 1 o'clock. And as I say, they take about 90 minutes and stays away from a lot of the political sides of things. And it also ties into our kind of remodeled visitor centre that we have now in Glasnevin as well. And we have a brand new exhibition, the Extraordinary Lives exhibition, which ties together very well with the new tour as well.
That's fantastic. I did the tour, the Halloween tour, with my children some years ago, which was fascinating, and they loved it. It was really fun, and I think that's what you're trying to bring back to. I know that sounds really weird to bring fun into a cemetery, but I think that's what you're trying to do. As you said, trying to step away from the political side of things. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, exactly. So as you say, like, we used to run the Halloween tours and so on, and great for families, and we're trying to bring that a little bit back in again. And as, you know, not everybody wants to go out for a day out and just talk about politics and serious history the whole time. This is just more of a nice walk through the oldest parts of the cemetery, and there's a lot of interesting stories, particularly for children. I always love the stories of the zookeepers, you know, how they died in rather unusual circumstances in the zoos and things like that. You know, it is a little bit more family orientated, but also for people who just don't want to spend a whole day talking about politics and history.
And it's also a beautiful place. The grounds are fabulous. Like, how wide and far are the grounds of Glasnevin Cemetery?
We're at 140 acres or so in size.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
And you know, the Irish History Tour was always focused in sort of a smaller area, but the nice thing about this brand new Extraordinary Lives Tour is you go right down to the far reaches of the cemetery, to the oldest sections, and you know, you get to explore some of the older parts, lovely old headstones that have been recently restored, and it's just a beautiful place to go for a walk around.
It really is. It's absolutely stunning. And what a treasure to have on the north side of Dublin. We're blessed. And is it busy at the moment? Are you busy with tours?
It is very busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're busy now with the summer, which is always great to see, particularly after the last few years. Of course, it's great to see the place back up and running properly again. And we thankfully start to see visitors come from overseas again, which is fantastic as well. And, you know, as I say, the tours are busy. We also have the option to climb the O'Connell Round Tower, which only opened in the last couple of years. And, you know, that's something else that people have been coming to do in the cemetery as well. So plenty of different options and plenty of people around, which is great.
That sounds like a fantastic thing to do. And can you see the whole of the city from the Round Tower? I'm sure the views are amazing.
You can, yeah. So, mm-hmm. You know, where it's unobstructed from there, you know, it's the only tall building in the whole area. And you can see right into the city. You can see across the Irish Sea, across Howth, and you can see, you know, 360 degrees out all across the city. And it's a fantastic monument to climb up.
And children are welcome, as you said before. It's great to get children involved in the history of, you know, the cemetery, and for them to realise how historic it actually is. I know when I brought my children, they really loved it, and we did go back for a walk around as well. The grounds are fabulous. So Again, Monday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4:30, and last entry at 4 p.m. And where can people visit online so they can, before they go, can have a look of what they're about to expect if they decide to go and do this tour?
Yeah, so we have a website, a brand new website. It's dctrust.ie. That's DC for Dublin Cemeteries Trust.ie. And under the Experience Glasnevin section, which is the kind of new remodeled name for the visitor experience, you'll find all the information on our tours and exhibitions and different special events that are going on in the cemetery and so on. All our information is available there. And of course, you can book the tickets on the website or over the phone with us as well.
Okay, that's brilliant, Daniel. I'm sure we will chat again with other different projects that you have. I'm sure that the global pandemic really harboured your work that you do. How did you keep busy with regards to the cemetery when everything was locked down?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, lockdowns, we didn't open at all throughout many of the lockdowns. We kind of kept closed for the 18 months, and we really focused all our attention at remodeling the visitor experience during that time. So when we were ready to reopen, we had a whole new experience with new tours and new exhibitions ready to go. So as I say, we were all fairly actively involved throughout the lockdowns, tour guides and so on, in getting this new content up and going. So we were ready to hit back at full pace when we reopened in September.
That sounds brilliant. So people will be able to see the fruits of your labour. Am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Daniel, we leave it there so, and hopefully I'll get to do the tour, the Extraordinary Lives exhibition at Glasnevin Cemetery. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and hopefully we'll speak again in the near future. Enjoy your day, Daniel.
That's great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Daniel.